on your mind. Normal or Nuts Friday. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Head, and 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to get a hold of us via the internet, or you can go to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you to our Facebook, our Twitter, the email, everywhere you need to go with What's on Your Mind. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Hans Candle, agronomist with the NDSU Extension Service, on where farmers are at with their planting across the state. Seems like it's awfully hit and miss this year. Little pockets everywhere. We're going to follow up on the spring and summer storms.
Yeah, the planting's done. I guess we shouldn't probably call it planting, right?
Lack thereof in a lot of places.
You talk to some folks and they say, you know, boy, terrible. We only got about half the crop in. We got others that say it rescued pretty good. So we're just kind of curious on how things are looking as we head closer to harvest. And so it'll be a good little roundup of, no pun intended, of how farmers are faring.
Well, I talked to a lot of farmers up at the state fair. I hung out at the agriculture stuff quite a bit. And I talked to a lot of farmers that did not get a crop in this year. And that's kind of scary. Especially without a farm bill. So, around the region, Bismarck, Mandan 62 this hour, Williston 66, Dickinson 64, Minot 62, Jamestown 63, Devil's Lake 65, Grand Forks 65, Fargo 65, Billings, Montana 61, Miles City 64, down in Rapid City there at 62, Mobridge at 65 this hour. Let's get back to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, and let's go to Brian in Jamestown. What's on your mind today, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I just kind of wanted to speak to, like, gays in the military and Boy Scouts. Just because somebody is gay does not mean they are a sexual predator, and I think there needs to be some clarification on that. You know, if somebody comes out and says that they're gay and they want to attend Boy Scouts or join the military, it takes another gay person for them to have sex, and I think that's what most people are just downright terrified of, and I think it's, you know, it borders bigotry. I mean, if that's the only concern they have is thinking that a gay person is going to rape them, then they're ignorant. They need to educate themselves. I mean, they're gay. They're not sexual predators. And there has been instances where sometimes there is a guy in Boy Scouts, he's a predator towards a little child or whatever. Usually those guys come off as straight people. So, I mean, to categorize gay people and say these, you know, just downright mean things about them, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I'm not scared of gay people. I'd rather live next to a gay person than a sexual predator.
I think the arguments from the military standpoint is more about morale and just, you know, how you logistically do it. Obviously, that train's left the station. It is where it is. But you've raised some points that counter some of the objections.
But you're right, Brian. You're right in the fact that people jump to the conclusion of a sexual predator quite often.
Yeah, and look at it this way. If you had somebody who was openly gay in your congregation, and I know some churches, they may or may not allow this, but do you feel threatened at your church because that person's gay? Do you think they're a sexual predator?
I don't sleep next to that person there. I don't shower with that person. I just think, you know, the military thing is a unique situation. And by the way, somewhat on the Boy Scouts as well because of whether you're camping or whether you're out, you know, so there's a little bit of a different element to that analogy is the only thing that I would say. But I think you raise an important point that doesn't, that says because you're gay doesn't put you in the camp of sexual predator, you know, apples
and oranges. What a better way to stop it in the military, though, than put them in with just the general population? Because like I said, it takes two gay people to commit this act that everybody's terrified about. You're going to put them in separate housing? I mean, that's facilitating that idea. You know what I mean? Just put them in there regular, and if they can't behave themselves, then they get the boots just like anybody else does. You know?
Brian, that's appreciate the call. Appreciate your call. Thank you, Brian, for sharing your viewpoints with us. Speaking of the military, by the way, we had another question up, unrelated issue, but it is about a debate in the military right now that we have on our Facebook page. We haven't had a chance to talk about it yet, but Playboy, Penthouse, and other, girly magazines, what would you call them? I don't know. Are no longer going to be sold at Army and Air Force base exchanges. And there have been a number of morality groups that were pressuring the military to stop selling pornography. The military said, we're not going to do it anymore. They didn't cite that as the reason, the pressure. They said actually it was a lack of sales. And I think I think it's appropriate. I think, I just don't think in the United States Armed Forces can be better than that, than making a buck off selling girly magazines. So I think that's perfectly normal. What do you think, Steve?
I think you're nuts. They're adults purchasing adult magazines for whatever use they want. You could read Playboy for the articles. I don't care. At what point do you draw a line on that? Gee, Sports Illustrated sold there. Do you take out the swimsuit issue? I think you're nuts.
We have another difference of opinion.
They're adults. They're adults, and they get a discount by going through the PX, and they should have that.
All right, folks, you get to be the referee again. 800-228-0550. Jeff Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Morning. I support gays in the military. I think it's a great idea because, like these men... Get them in their high heels, load up their purses with ammunition, and make sure they're the first ones on the beach. Thank you.
Something told me that there was a little tongue-in-cheek follow-up coming to his comment.
Well, I'm sure there's been a lot of homosexuals that have been the first ones on the beach. So, and just like everyone else, thank you for your service if you're in the military. Let's go to Lane in central Minnesota. Lane, what's on your mind today?
This is Wayne.
Wayne, sorry about that.
Just to the topic you got coming up, we got about 85% of our crops in this spring. But the reason I called, and Scott, did you get a report on Bridget Gabrielle's speech in Little Falls? She had over 650 people there. We packed out the auditorium. We had to turn people away.
It was Gabrielle Giffords.
Council on American Islamic Relations protested and threatened to sue the school and others if they went on with this, the more people came. The only problem is she was preaching to the choir, but she pointed out the infiltration that's been going on in the White House with these radical Muslims, and now they're infiltrating our schools and changing the curriculums to support the radical Muslims. So did you get any feedback on that?
I did hear a little bit about it. We had mentioned that it was happening prior to it. Hadn't heard the crowd was that big. Brigitte Gabriel, for folks that didn't hear Wayne, is
Act for America.
Yeah, she's got an organization called Act for America and the website actforamerica.org. You see her on Fox News quite often. She is author and activist and has done a lot of work on exposing abuses in the Muslim world. She does some interesting work. I really read her books and interviewed her before, and there again,
turnout. So
contrast
what is happening out in the tomorrow.
That was the same comparison I was going to make, Lane, to say that's a sign of maybe apathy's taken a hit here or two in the last few days. Appreciate the call and thanks for the update very much. Pam Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, hi. Yes, what I'm going to say is quite controversial, so hold on to your hats here. But, I was watching public television many years ago, and a psychiatrist said that in his work with homosexuals that he had determined that about 80 to 90% of the men that he counseled had been molested as children. Only about 10% hadn't been molested, so... Over the years, I've thought how sad it is that I think there's a reluctance in the gay community for people to realize that crimes have been committed against children. They end up being gay, and the whole idea that being gay, one is born with this inclination is not necessarily true. And so I think the gay community needs to come out and deal with the pain of these criminal acts against children. So that's my comment. I mean, I think it's really, really sad. And I do know a number of gay men who were molested. So I just wanted to put that out there. I think we need to have that discussion.
Thank you, Pam. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to Ron in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Yes, I'm here. say, we were talking about that overpass on the interstate in 83 thing tomorrow morning. 4 years ago, when Byron Dorgan was having his town hall meetings in North Dakota on Obamacare, and remember at that time, nobody else wanted to have their town hall meetings, but Byron was courageous enough to do it. Three of us rode our motorcycles from Bismarck down to Edgeley for his first one down there, and on the microphone, Byron Dorgan introduced me, and we've known each other since 1973, and he said, I understand from your letter to the editor in the Bismarck Tribune last week that you're a birther, and that's on record. So it's been interesting following this thing for 4 years. So it'll be fun tomorrow meeting other so-called birthers who know this man is not an American citizen. The facts are period done with if people will just open their eyes and look. So it'll be fun to meet them tomorrow and rally. I don't think impeach, because treason is hangable in America. It's
8 a.m. until 8 p.m. I-94 and the State Street Bridge, which is 83 tomorrow. It goes all day, not just in the morning. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the call. More of your calls coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott Hedlund with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Farmers, we want to know how the crops are looking as we head closer to harvest time. Let us know what you hear on What's on Your Mind. We're going to chat with the folks from NDSU Extension Service here a little bit, do a little roundup of, you know, kind of just some of the analysis they've done around the state. But we'd love to hear from growers as well today so we can get the firsthand report. We appreciate you listening and would love to know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can always email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All kinds of normal or nuts questions and answers and surveys up on our Facebook page today, so check that out as well. John in Minot, you are next on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Can you hear me all right?
You bet, sir.
I just had a response to, and I want to acknowledge the fellow that talked about gays in the military and gays in Boy Scouts. I want to acknowledge that he made a good point that we shouldn't be bigoted or just automatically assume that that those guys are predators or anything like that. But his solution is kind of oversimplified because he's got sort of a logistical problem of, you know, if you're just going to say, well, they need to, you know, we let the gay men in the military just bed down with the rest of men like normal. That would sort of equate, if we're going to be unbiased about it, we really should just throw out all the men and women signs and everybody just bunk together, men, women, whatever. You know, the point that I'm getting at is there's sort of an unbiased morality to separate the men and women that way. You know, there's a lot of wives and things like that back home that wouldn't be too happy with their husbands just bedding down next to the women. And the morality of separating that like that is not, it's not a bigoted bias towards gays.
You know what bugs me about it more than anything? I mean, first of all, the reason that there was Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the first place was because of Bill Clinton, right? He's the one that signed that into law, right? And he saw that as, I want to make that go away and not be a political issue. President Obama thought exactly the opposite, right? Because he used the gay and lesbian community as a big fundraising source. So this was really about, in my view, this administration's, you know, political correctness, number one, way of thinking. Number two, wanted to raise money off of it. That's what it was about, you know, was about the agenda. I think we ought to defer to military leaders on things like this. And for the very points you raise, they have said, wait a minute, you know, there's female barracks, there's male barracks, there's, you know, I mean, it's tiring.
You'd have to have four barracks.
I don't know what the solution is, except that what would make the most sense for starters would be take down all the men and women signs off all the bathrooms. And if the gay man is going to shower next to a gay man or a straight man, you know, everybody might as well just jump in the shower because what's the difference?
Well, there's no equity in the military anyway, and I look at the service. It cracks me up. Now that women are allowed into combat, why is it, and this is just a little aside on my part, but why is it that you still hear those PSAs for the Selective Service where to be eligible for student loans, federal student loans and other federal programs, that boys have to register with Selective Service, but girls don't on your 18th birthday? Shouldn't they have to meet the same criteria as everyone else?
Right.
But it goes back to the equality in the military. There's not a whole lot that's...
Love you guys' show. I'll keep listening.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. A few of your comments on Facebook on our normal or net survey questions. A new law that went into effect today in North Dakota allows churches to have the option to no longer be gun-free zones. Normal or nuts, allowing guns in churches... Gene says, as many shootings that happen in churches nationwide, I think it's a great idea. Ron says, another reason not to go to church. Ron. Janet says, there's a lot of stipulations on it. There'll be a few specified people with firearms training. You're not allowed to show up packing heat on your own say-so. Sadly, some of our clergy have been threatened in the past. Taking a stand on abortion, homosexuality, and its relationships or other hot-button topics can bring out the worst in those who do not share your convictions. All will be safer when someone is prepared to end an attack if they can prevent it. Scott says guns should be allowed everywhere. Our forefathers gave us the Second Amendment. End of story. All right, Todd is back.
Good morning, guys. Apologize. I didn't hear all the details on that rally tomorrow, and I was wondering if you could give those out again.
Here's what we know. What was that guy's profession again? Our truck driver friend? I hate to call him a truck driver because he clearly doesn't
think you. Logistics specialist is the easiest.
Yeah, exactly.
He told us it was from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. that they were staging. Did he say at the mall?
There's a mall on the north side of Bismarck. There, yeah.
Right, and yeah. I guess I think he said rally point. So I suppose that's logistically where they get folks in and out of there, because the actual event, it sounds like, is taking place on the overpass, Highway 83, which is the State Street Bridge over I-94. But it goes from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Todd, if that's your...
Yep, okay, that's what I was getting after. And so I'm under the canopy here unloading some oil, and so I lose the radio channel. But, yeah, just a little comment about these here... misfortunes, that's probably a choice of bad words, but the guys that have done these acts at the movie theater and out in the school and all that kind of stuff, if there were some signs, like at the schools that say somebody is packing, you know, might deter some of these people, it may not, but I mean, if I would think twice if I was one of those people and I see a sign going into that building realizing, hey, there is somebody else in there that can counter what I'm doing, you know, and maybe that would help slow some of this down, but
be better than the stupidity in Minnesota that says guns are not allowed in these premises, you know, that they have, in, you know, as if that stops some thug that's going to go in there and try and, you know, unleash some carnage. That one always kills me.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, but I just thoroughly enjoy everything that I hear here, and I just keep shaking my head because I'm 53, but born and raised here all my life, and things have definitely changed, and it's not for the betterment, that's for sure. And so I'll just let it go with that. I'll call you again here on another day. I got another whole issue, but that's going to take us on a different avenue, and I don't want to bring that up right now. But thanks again, guys, and thanks for the info.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Some more on the question of guns in the churches. By the way, new law does take effect, allowing it with the permission of the church and law enforcement being notified, just to go to some of these other points. David says, so let me get this straight. We are exercising our First Amendment right, but having our second infringed upon. It is nuts. Roy said, never knew it was illegal in North Dakota. Susan says, great. Now it has to go beyond churches. Marla says, considering the hate baiting against churches, I think it's a great idea. I've always believed in preventative medicine. Ken says, normal. To be all Latin and churchy about it, I hope it continues ad infinitum. How about that? He's better at writing Latin than I am pronouncing it. Lynn says yes to guns in churches. Jamie says normal. Mark says I like the idea of guns in the hands of good people. And Michael says, well, for as much as Christians seem to be hated anymore, it is a good thing. God allows us to be smart and protect ourselves. You thinking differently now about this one, Steve, that you've been trounced in this debate?
No, not really.
Still want to be able to go into a church and know there's not a gun there, right? That was not true.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's a sad state that one of the last bastions of sanctuary where I would consider being a safe place, a safe haven, that it would have to come to that. Would I carry? Yes, I would. Am I happy that I have to under any circumstances? No. Not at all.
How's your crops? That's the question we'll ask next. Easy for me to say. What's on your mind? Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312 or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
One 800 228 0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Kind of a screwy year weather-wise. A little wet, a little dry. It seems kind of spotty, and we want to get a little update of what's going on crop-wise around the state of North Dakota with NDSU agronomist, Extension Service, Hans Kandel. Hans, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
If you have any questions or comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. When I've talked to people across the state, it seems like it's awfully hit and miss. It's a little spotty. Are there areas of the state that, regions of the state that are too dry, too wet? I talked to a lot of farmers and ag people during the North Dakota State Fair this year, that didn't get crops in. What are we sitting at right now? What are the crops looking like for those that did get crops in?
Yeah, it is kind of a mixed bag, as you are already mentioning. If we start just going back into the early spring, we had a lot of excess moisture, so a lot of the northern tiers of North Dakota did not get planted, and some of those acres end up to be what we call prevent plant acres. So farmers are now maybe considering either to putting in a cover crop or maybe winter wheat. The crops that were planted in general were kind of a little bit later than normal. People were really pushing to get the corn in as quickly as possible. We probably ended up on average just a little later than normal, but not too much later with the corn. But all the other crops actually are planted basically a little later than we normally would have liked, but that is the way it is. And then in July, we had a very nice warm weather that pushed the crops along, and now we are kind of in a period with lower temperatures, and we are seeing that there are some pockets of dryness developing in North Dakota. There is kind of an area in the central southern part of the state where we see that, you know, we're getting abnormally dry conditions. Some of the topsoil is being used by the crop. And as corn is tasseling, a lot of moisture is used. So these are the critical stages of crop development. And as you say, depending on if you got rain or not, you might be in a drier area. And some of North Dakota did get timely rains, and the crops have sufficient moisture there. So it really depended on the rainfall events we have had so far.
Hans, it seems like we didn't get the nice warm temperatures that we get in July and into August, and it's early still in August, but have those cooler temperatures made a big difference in the crops that did get planted this year?
Well, what happens is most crops are developing based on heat units. And heat units are the temperature in the day minus the temperature at night, and that is the accumulation of heat units. Well, if you kind of think about the last week or two, the temperatures are kind of moderate. So like the warm season crops, including corn, soybean, also sunflower, they like it warm, so they do better under those warm conditions. On the other hand, we have the small grain crops, the canola, and those are benefiting a little bit more from cooler temperatures. But what it does, it extends then also the growth for the small grains, so they don't ripen as quickly with cooler temperatures as compared with high dry weather. So what is happening right now, we are seeing a slowing of the maturity of the small grains, and also the corn, the soybeans, and the sunflowers are in need of a little bit more heat to develop.
Our guest is Hans Kandel, who is an agronomist with the North Dakota State University Extension Service, getting a little crop report here, and welcome yours as well, by the way, at 800-228-0550. We're curious just how you're doing. 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, or 800-228-0550. Hans, I talked to some growers up by Candu, North Dakota, over the weekend, and I was surprised that they were in the neighborhood of 40% of their crop in. Is that particular area hit pretty hard?
Yeah, if I look at the map for North Dakota, then the northern tier has probably the most acres that were not planted. And so if you talk about 40% not planted, I'm not exactly sure if the number is correct, but it is the tendency of the northern region to have many acres that are not planted. You know, that is not good for the economy. Not having a crop is not good for the farmer. However, there are some opportunities to work some of those fields, to put a cover on it, and even we talk about some cover crops, having the benefit of also, mellowing the ground, using some of the moisture, adding some nitrogen, as well as there is an opportunity to maybe consider winter wheat for those fields. So although, we rather see a crop growing there now, there are still opportunities that farmers can use to prepare the land for next year.
So when you say northern tier, are you just talking about everything, Grand Forks, Minot, Williston North?
Somewhat, yeah, and more the central part of the state and it is, again, spotty. It depends on exactly where you are, how much rainfall you got. But most of the acres that were not planted are indeed in that northern central area of the state.
Hans, I'm guessing there's an increase in winter wheat. Are those the two options that are left for those that didn't get in the ground with whatever they planned on planting this year? Is it winter wheat or some sort of a cover crop? But what are the options, and what would some of those cover crops be?
Right. Right now, we are too late to get any commercial crop in that will give a crop because of, there are not enough days on the clock anymore. I hate to say it, but frost is probably going to be here, end September, beginning of October. So there is not enough time on the clock for a regular crop. However, when we talk about cover crops, we have small grains, a mixture of small grains and what we call brassicas, which includes radishes, that can be planted, and some of those are tolerant to moderate frost events and can actually still grow into October. So there are some opportunities to put something on the landscape, and the benefits are there to add some organic matter to the soil. Some biological life is stimulated, and we have some potential to suck a little bit moisture, and also reduction of erosion, either wind or rain erosion. So it is good to have something on the landscape versus nothing.
And are there areas of the state, we talked about obviously the downside where things aren't looking well, are there others? I've also talked to folks who say, for as late a start that they got, and there was some, perfect conditions fairly early on that have caused, for instance, in some areas of the state, corn crop to look just fantastic. Where's the positive stories out there that you see on the landscape, Hans?
Right, exactly. When we are thinking about some of the crops like corn, I have seen corn that looks really beautiful. Some of the soybean fields, they are also looking really beautiful. The thing about the crops that we are talking about now is that we still need the heat units. We are a little behind normal conditions, but some of the fields are really looking quite good. Sunflower was planted fairly late, but we have some very nice looking sunflowers as well. Looking at the sugar beets tend to canopy fairly quickly in the season, and those crops are looking also good. So there are some really bright spots, but it is really dependent upon how much rainfall we have received during the season. And as you know, that some of the storm systems that came through are very regional and dropped rain regional-wise. Now, just putting things in perspective, last year, 2012, was very dry. And if the crops can develop a good root system, they can actually utilize quite a bit of the moisture that is stored in the subsurface. So if a field had good ample moisture in received during the season, we do not necessarily need to have the rain, but we do need the moisture that is stored in the soil for crop production. So roots like corn, they can go deep and utilize moisture that is there. But this time of the year, the crop is so tall, it is tasseling, it can use quite a bit of moisture just in the evapotranspiration of that that moisture in order to grow. So we have kind of a mixed bag. We have some areas where the crops are really looking fantastic, and other areas where we don't have crops, and other areas where, you know, the crops are mediocre.
By the way, I heard a few envisioned a few potato farmers cringing when you mentioned a September frost, but on the potato side, we haven't covered that yet, but obviously early frost there, given how late the spuds went in, would be a big problem, wouldn't it?
Correct. Basically, with most of the crops, when we get a frost, it kind of freezes the plant cells, and it stops the photosynthesis, and you know, the photosynthesis drives the crop production. So when we get frost early and the crop is not mature, that is about it, what you will get. So, you know, some of the sensitive crops, potato is one of them. The other one, we think about the warm season crops like soybean, very sensitive to frost. And really, what we see in the field now is we see just early stages of pod formation in the soybeans. We still have a long ways to go. So as things look good right now, it all depends on how long will we have good weather and no frost.
You mentioned some of the highlights as far as the sunflowers, the sugar beets. What other crops are looking good for this year? What are some of the other highlights? And what do we need for the rest of this growing season? What's the magic number as far as getting through without a frost and getting some temperature so we can get some of those heat units going?
Right. So if I just look at a couple of the crops that we you know, are discussing, I want to first touch upon a little bit about the small grains. Most of those, of course, they were planted. Some were planted late, but we see that the crops are turning. So as far as are they going to make it, most of the early season crops, they are at the tail end of their growth, and they're going to make it. So those are now drying down, and we will start seeing winter wheat harvest that was planted last fall pretty soon. Some fields have been probably already been touched, and we see the winter wheat going fast, and the barley, and the spring wheat. So those crops basically have made it, as well as the canola is still filling the pods. That one, we expect that those crops will have enough heat units to all make it, except for those fields that were really planted maybe into June. They may, you know, barely make it. But then when we go to the warm season crops, corn is actually the crop that is the longest in the field. We try to plant it fairly early in the season, but it it's going to grow up to the end to maximize the...
Hang on a second, if you would, Hans. We'll finish on the other side of the break here. Don't go away, folks.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from powerplucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at powerplucker.com and receive free shipping. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
Say It Ain't So, the Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, about to wrap up here and kick you off into a weekend, friends. 800-228-0550. We're doing the crop report here, trying to find out how things are faring for growers across the Northern Plains. Love to hear from you. Let us know firsthand. Nothing like hearing it right off the farm. 701-258-0550. Meanwhile, giving us a good overview here is Hans Condell from the North Dakota State University Extension Service. He's an agronomist there. And before the break, you were starting. You hadn't finished. So Hans, let you go ahead and finish your roundup there.
Right. So I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about corn. Corn kind of develops based on growing degree units, so that is based on heat. And we are probably around normal for the Fargo area. If you go to western North Dakota, we are just a little bit behind the normal growing degree units. So we do need some more heat to make the corn make it to full maturity. Soybeans, they are pretty much into the pod development states, and as we say, August makes the beans. We need some rain to really fill out the beans. But typically, the bean is self-regulatory in the sense that once we get shorter days, it starts to also shut down. So we do need some warm weather for the soybeans to finish up, and it is too early to know if we're going to make it completely or not.
I got an email question here about spring wheat, saying they heard the average bushels per acre was looking pretty good at above average 45 bushels per acre. Is that what your information shows?
Well, it depends, again, on how you interpret data, because you have the average for the whole state and you have, you know, pockets that are doing really well. If you think about western North Dakota, we have had, you know, a very good early moisture. So if you got your crop planted and the crop can utilize the soil moisture, the conditions have been really favorable for crop production in areas that are normally a little bit drier. If we are looking at some of the wetter areas where wheat was put in, it was a little bit under stress earlier, and you know, we had some root disease issues and other issues, so we may not get as high of a yield as we would have hoped to. And then where the rain is perfect, I've seen some beautiful fields. So again, at you know, we talk about averages. The averages is made up of very good fields and mediocre fields as well.
By the way, a little bit of breaking news here, Steve. Have you seen who's on the Farm Bill Conference Committee?
I'm feeling good about this.
Senator John Hoeven announced that he has been named to the conference committee appointed to negotiate an agreement on the 2013 Farm Bill. So that is something we anticipated he'd asked to be on, but that's certainly good news for North Dakota. And it looks like Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota is on as well. So,
as well as Max Baucus of Montana. He's on that that committee as well. So
there you go. We want growers in our neck of the woods. We want growers in our neck of the woods represented by their members of Congress on that conference committee, because obviously, especially now that the food stamp bill will not be voted on before that committee starts working over in the House side, will mean there'll be some serious wrangling.
The House has not named their conferees yet. So we'll see who winds up on that.
Congressman Peterson, none too happy there. Anyway,
yeah. You know what? I commend the Senate on getting this done before they head to recess.
So anyway, it's appointed. I don't know exactly when they're meeting, but that's just the news we just broke. And we've got also a story nationally about a State Department travel alert we'll tell you about in a minute. Hans, before we let you go, anything else you want to share with our listeners about the growing season this year and how we're looking?
Yes, I would like to kind of draw the attention to people that we do have some issues with insects that we need to be aware of. Typically in soybeans, it's the soybean aphid. We do have fields with soybean aphids. There, farmers need to monitor those, and it is every year we see some other types of insects that sometimes come our way. Some of those can be managed, so farmers need to manage the crops that they have presently in their fields and just don't be on autopilot, but pay attention. One of the things that I saw this week that is a little bit unusual, there was some red-head flea beetle in soybeans that did some damage to the leaves. I have not seen that insect for a while in our region. It is basically around the Fargo area in Cass County, etc. So farmers need to still keep on scouting their fields, and if things come up in certain cases, they can do something about it. So that's important to make sure that what we have in the field, we keep it.
Thank you, Hans. Appreciate the information today.
You're welcome.
Always good to get that information out to the agriculture producers in the state of North Dakota and around the region as well.
Hans Candel, agronomist with the NDSU Extension Service, appreciate it very much. State Department has issued a worldwide travel alert because of the threatened terrorist attacks from Al-Qaeda. Evidently, this is mainly a concern in the Middle East, North Africa, and Arabian Peninsula regions, but
They've been closing embassies as well, so they don't want to repeat the Benghazi issue.
So I don't know if you were planning on heading on a little weekend excursion to the Middle East, but you may want to rethink it, Steve.
I was going to go to Dubai this weekend. I hear they have good golf there, but I think I'll rethink that.
I was thinking the threat from Al-Qaeda was over, so I'm a little confused here. I guess they better.
One of the ones that popped up, all the countries made sense to me except for one. They're actually closing the embassy in Israel. Israel's one of the ones on the list. I would think of all the countries over in the Middle East, that would be the one where we would be the safest.
Interesting. More on that at the top of the hour news. And folks, join us on the Facebook social media community all weekend long. You can find it from whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll be back Monday. For Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why smart patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.